Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Basketball Addicts Podcast. And today we have a fun one. For you, no, it's not a fun one for you. It's a fun one for Chris. Okay, this podcast is about him. If you don't care, then leave. So today we're going to be talking about Robin Hood series. We're talking about Pistol Pete Maravich. It's Chris's man crush, respectfully, in a not in that way. So, we're going to hand it off to Chris here and let him talk about his favorite human being in the world.
Oh my gosh. How do you even start this? This is one of my favorite basketball players of all time. This may be a basketball player that you may not know that much about, but I'm here to educate. Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yes, sir.
Is that guy. He was... Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to use it. I try not to say it too much. Enigma.
Mm.
I mean, just like... Imagine a guy, right, way before three-point lines, basketball tapes out, and he's teaching you how to dribble the basketball, how to handle the basketball in such creative ways that have not been seen before. Think about the fact that you have this guy out here who's shooting, you know, from damn near the volleyball line. You know what I mean? Out here in this amazing. This is the same guy who averaged, like, I don't know how much he averaged, but he had the most points in high school. I mean, not high school, college basketball history until Adam Morrison came around. We know how that went. So I say Pistol Pete Maravich still has the record for that.
I think he has the record for that still.
Does he? I thought Adam Morrison broke it.
Oh no. Pistol Pete's college career stats are ridiculous. Give me a second.
Yeah, he averaged like 40 in college. It's something ridiculous like that. That is like. Yeah. He's definitely, like, a player we should remember more often because he, when we talk about on this series a lot, the birthing of evolution, he was way before his time. He birthed every phenomenal ball handler, every guy who shoots long range and just chucks it up there and basically turns his back like, yeah, I know it's going in. That's their father.
Yeah.
He did that.
His stats in college were 43 points, 44 points, and 44 points. That was his 3-year career in college. That was his stats.
Yeah. Well, maybe Adam Morrison came in second. I thought he crushed it, but I'm not sure because nobody really remembers Adam Morrison.
I think he was points per game.
Yeah.
Maybe all total points.
I think it's total. Yeah. Totally crushed it. Yeah. But yeah, he's just before his time. He came in and he really was just like phenomenal from the jump. I mean, like, take Jason Williams and then multiply that. By like 1,000. Because, I mean, just one thing I can say, just go watch him. Go watch Pistol Pete Maravich highlights. Go see what he does on the court. It's ridiculous. To put this in simpler terms, and just as simple as I can make it, no Pistol Pete, no Curry. There we go. He was the first person launching it from that far. Just like off a whim. Just like, oh, yeah, I'm like 60 feet from the basket. Splash. It's like, why? And then, the real reason we don't remember him is because he never truly got to get loose as a player. What I mean by that is, like, he wasn't played in the proper position. So, like, just imagine, like, a guy with, like, great passing skill, great scoring skill, and, like, his... coach and just being born in the wrong era. And his coach is like, you should be back to the basket. You should be passing to your center. The center should be scoring a lot of points. You shouldn't be trying to do this. He just was born in the wrong era of basketball. If he was today's era,
dear goodness,
he will be the best point guard in the league, hands down. He was just way before his time. Way, way, way before his time. And he deserves his respect. Because without him, there's no... There's no Kyrie. There's no... Isaiah Thomas, the Detroit Pistons one. They're like these long range shooters, Luka, these guys who are really creative with the ball, who do amazing things. These go, there's nothing of that nature without Pistol Pete Maravich. Who knows how many people have probably like dug up his old tapes and was like, and just went and watched them and like was like, oh, I wonder if I can do a pass like that, or I wonder if I can do a crossover like that. Like,
Magic Johnson said in an interview that he did.
That's another one. There would be no Magic. The greatest point guard of all time, who we arguably say is the greatest point guard of all time, Magic Johnson, he even studied Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah.
There would be no Magic. There would be no Kyrie. There would be no Isaiah Thomas. Either one. There would, like, a lot of these guys would not even be around if it was not... Pistol Pete Maravich crawled so that everybody else could run.
Yeah.
He was just born in the wrong era. In an era that was just expecting, that wasn't expecting the right things from him. I mean, just imagine if, like, they had some kind of forward-thinking coach. It was like, damn, like, he's, like, the best scorer I've ever seen in my life. Keys to the offense. You don't think he would have won more?
Yeah.
What do you guys say about that, Jay?
Man, what I gotta say about that is I completely agree with you. You know, he didn't really get let loose completely until Utah Jazz. His first team was the Atlanta Hawks. But he had, like, Lou Hudson. He might have had Lenny Wilkins. I think he had another big player on that team. So he wasn't allowed to really let loose. It was, the offense was kind of built around Lou Hudson. It was pretty solid for his era. So, you know, what I love about Pistol Pete is, I mean, yeah, he's a 5-time All-Star, 1-time scoring champ, averaged 31 points per game and 5 assists one season, and, you know, averaged more than 26 points per game 4 times in his career, never had lower than 80% free throw line. Like, those are great stats efficiency-wise. But we have to take one again, 6'5" point guard. Now that's really tall, but what you have to love about this guy, and in my opinion, he has to be in the conversation for the most skilled of all time. Has to be. Some of the stuff that guy did, the ability to use one hand and do all these fake passes and all these hand movements and all these crazy passes that you just have never seen anything like that except from Magic. And it's not just great basketball mind. It's great flair for the game, kind of like J-Will. J-Will's a good comparison to that, where the flash and the overall highly skilled is just ridiculous. He's oozing skill. Passing wise and scoring wise, I mean, that guy's bag was pump fakes, great handle. I mean, this guy could handle both hands. Like, don't assume he's like Bob Cousy. This guy's got behind the back highlights. He's got crossover highlights. He's got great handle highlights. Like, this man had the ball in a string. Okay, this guy was a walking show. Okay, I mean, this guy dropped 68 points in a game, and that's what we're getting at here is the great shooting. This guy shot, what, like 66% from the three-point line one season when he was averaging like 1 or 2.02 three-point shots a game. That means every like 5 games he was getting up 1 three-point shot. So it's not like he had a great volume to really solidify that he's a 60% three-point shooter. But that's not the point. The point is, if he gets 60%, that should be an indicator to tell you where we're getting at here, and that's a three-point shooting. This is where things he's so much before his time, and that If he would have had an offense built around the three-point line in the 70s, Chris would have been absolutely right about this guy being ridiculous. He's such a perfect fit today's offense. He's, in my opinion, closer to a Kyrie and to a Luka, that kind of guy where it's just ridiculously highly skilled. I don't care if he's not going to dunk on everybody, because they don't need to. Kyrie's not dunking on everybody. They're doing it with skill. Luka's not dunking on everybody. He's doing it with skill. Right? 6'5", ridiculously skilled. He's like James Harden in that aspect as well. Ridiculously skilled. Everything's a tough shot. Everything is unblockable because the angle he's shooting off of. You have to put all of these things into perspective to understand his greatness and the sadness of him not being recognized, which is ridiculous. I mean, this guy is easily, if you view him as a two guard, put him in the top 10 of all time. If he's a point guard, he needs to be in the top 10. Like, this guy's a lock. This is so much more than a highlight tape and flashy passing. So much more to it. You have to really understand his game and understand how much it reflects modern NBA and understand that he's so much before his time, it's not even funny. And this is, Chris using the word enigma is correct, because this guy is just so hard to put into words because he's so special. And yeah, Chris, this is a easy Robin Hood series, because this is what it's about, man. The underappreciated. We're here to give you that knowledge. Help you learn about the underappreciated, because you deserve to know and learn and grow with your basketball knowledge. And this is one of those guys, man.
He just needs to be placed in the right era. It's just like, he just was like, mm-hmm. way before.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For his time, I mean, like,
yeah,
everything he did then, we're doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, he's just in the wrong era. It was just mm-hmm. before his time, the point guard wasn't as evolved and developed as it is now, was as refined, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So it was like, that style of play doesn't lead to winning. But now you look at the game today, and that style of play does lead to winning.
That's a fact. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree with you more, Chris. And, you know, he's another non-ringer, has no rings. So he doesn't get the respect that he should. And that's just sad. You know, you need to learn and grow as basketball fans. So look past guys who didn't get rings, because the 70s is a great example of that. Because you look back at our all-time 70s ranking, I'm pretty sure the top three players only won one ring in that decade. And that was Kareem winning run with Oscar Robertson, who was aging. That's the only guy. It was Bob McAdoo and Pistol Pete. Those were the top three. And Bob McAdoo doesn't have any rings in the 70s. Terrible teams. You know, it's just, these guys do not get the respect that they deserve from the 70s, and it's sad. It's sad, just because they weren't a part of the winning teams.
Yeah. And that goes back to my original argument from previous episodes of this, is that you can't base, you know, the accolades of an individual off of rings, because rings is team success. That's the success of a team, not the success of an individual.
Yeah.
You can't be like, oh, I'm not going to care about this guy because he don't have rings, but that's the success of a team, not the success of an individual.
It's true. I couldn't agree with you more, Chris.
Yeah. So appreciate it. Chris Mitrovic, my favorite player of all time.
I'm so glad he's your favorite player. It's such an interesting answer to that question.
Who's your favorite player of all time? Just Pete Maravich.
What? Wait. Not LeBron. Not Michael. Not Kareem. Not Bill Russell. This is why Chris is a basketball addict.
Pistol. Pistol's my favorite man.
Yeah. I wonder what mine is. My personal favorite might be Wilt. Just because I just feel so passionately about Wilt Chamberlain. Because he's so underrated.
Okay. From previous eras, your favorite basketball player is Wilt, right?
Yeah.
From previous eras, my favorite basketball player is Pistol Pete Maravich. Who's your favorite basketball player now, today?
See, I feel like I got to give a more complex answer than just LeBron because we grew up with LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So I want to give something more interesting than that. And I would say my personal favorite is... Man, I love the great players.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Steph. I feel like Steph is just so much fun to watch. So connective. Actually, I changed my answer. Dame. Dame's been my guy for a while. I was one of those guys that thought Dame was better than Kyrie for like the past 5 to 6 years. Even when Kyrie was in Cleveland, I was saying that. Dame's been one of my favorite players. I love the guy's attitude. Like, I disagree with him staying with Portland, but dear goodness, do I respect that guy. Because he plays every moment with his heart on his sleeve, but he's not like Russell Westbrook where he lets his emotions get the better of him. He's kind of that silent killer. And that's kind of like, I'm not like saying I'm Damian Lillard and I'm a silent killer, but that's kind of like my personality. My personality is a little bit of a silent swag, like quiet swag, like subtle swag is Jason. So like that's my simpatico into that is Dame, because Dame's that quiet guy that gives you buckets, and but like talks a little bit whenever he really has you and really just jags you a little bit. Like I just... Dame to me is, if there was a personality test, I would really match up with Dame. Yeah, that's mine.
Jamal Murray's mine.
Ooh, you know he's not in the league right now. I think you might have to, you might have gotten out. You might have to choose somebody else. Even though, oh, Jamal Murray. Oh, I thought you said Jamal Crawford. Oh, okay, Jamal Murray. Explain why.
I can see the passion for the game, and I've seen him grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like the Nuggets so much, because Jamal Murray.
Yeah. He's fun. Games.
He's my favorite player.
Yeah. The Canadian. I guess you got to move.
Yeah. I got to move, yeah. Jamal Murray. That's my guy.
If that guy was ever healthy for the Olympics, they would go far. Him, Wiggins, T-Top. Forgetting somebody else is good from Canada.
I don't know, but yeah, that would be a good team though. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I just want him to come back healthy next season because the NBA is wide open.
Yeah, him and Jokic is such a nice combo. They complement each other so well. Yeah. Watching him go against Donovan Mitchell 2 years ago was nice.
That was what made me start liking him.
Yeah.
Remember we watched... Yeah. That was the game we watched. No, not Donovan Mitchell. Remember we watched the Portland Trail Blazers Nuggets game. They won. They lost to the Portland Trail Blazers the year before. The next year they won.
Yeah. I remember we watched that Portland Trail Blazers Oklahoma City Thunder series together. And that was one of the greatest like non-Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals, SEAL series you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Just cuz like everybody thought, "Oh, Paul George and Russell Westbrook, no way they're going to win." And Dame just like puts on performance after performance and then sends him home with a 37-footer and waves at them while he's leaving. Like, dude, that is my guy. That's when everything got cemented. All my previous man crush on Dame cemented at that point in time. Dame's that guy for me. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Jamal Murray coming back and redeeming himself was like, yeah. I was like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray's. Jamal Some people Murray. Step up in the playoffs, man. Jamal Murray's for sure one of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see him healthy. It's been pretty dull without him and Dame. Neither one of them were out playing that, sir.
Yeah. The MPJ guy.
You remember that spinning layup he had around, I think it was Braun, where he like jumped in the air and like 360 and laid it up in the playoff series against the Lakers?
Oh, I think it was gosh. Lakers, yeah.
He definitely has a top five layup package in the league. For sure.
Yeah, but okay, so here's the thing, right? Like, I've been seeing that layup a lot. But people keep saying, like, John Wall did it first. Yeah, he did it first. Not discrediting John Wall. But just saying, like, wow, Jamal Murray just did it. Like,
yeah. I think the thing that makes Jamal Murray more of a better story than a guy like John Wall is John Wall has so much more gifts than Jamal Murray. Athletically, they are not even close. Like, with John Wall coming out of college was a... was the Flash running up and down the floor. Like, he was a speed demon. Like, he had gifts on gifts on gifts. Jamal Murray, you can tell, is a worker. That guy works. I mean, his skill level, his athleticism, everything's increased since he's gotten the NBA exponentially. And that only comes from hard work, so he's a worker for sure.
That's not the reason why I respect him as a basketball player.
Yeah.
I saw the growth.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's good. As you should. He's really good. So, I respect him. I definitely do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be exciting for the regular season to come around. So, is there anything else you want to say before we kick it on the end of this podcast?
No, that's pretty much it. It's
not all right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys for listening to the podcast. Coming up soon, the next podcast, we will have... we're going to be talking about Bob McAdoo and Scottie Pippen. The podcast after that, we're going to be talking about T-Mac and Allen Iverson. And that's going to be the end of the Robin Hood series. And the main reason why I'm telling you guys about this is August 21st, we have the all-time fantasy draft. So last year, this was a really big hit. It was a lot of people wanted to join. Basically, what we're going to do, what we did last year, there's going to be 12 people. And two of them are going to be Chris and I. And we're going to be doing a draft of the greatest players of all time. You can make your team. And then we'll figure out who won that draft in the next podcast after that. It's going to be a lot of fun. August 21st, we're going to set a date and time for that pretty soon. And we're going to be sending out invitations to people. It's going to be exciting. Last year, I think I won. You know, and it wasn't bias. I legitimately drafted the team. That was ridiculous. So I need more competition. I need more competition. I want to lose. Make me lose. Come over here and draft. Chris. Don't forget, you don't draft John Stockton before Magic Johnson. I would just like to remind you of that. Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun because Chris and I are best friends. And we had back-to-back picks last year. And I drafted Pistol Pete Maravich, who you guys heard on the podcast. Oh, he was just so happy with me. So overjoyed that I stole Pistol Pete Maravich. Man, what a good friend I am. So, you know, yeah, I think I might, like, force us to be back-to-back again. Might put you in front of me just so we can have more drama. It'll be fun. So, hopefully we can enjoy that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah. Anything else you want to say, Chris, before we kick it to the end?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, I'm Jason Collins.
And I'm Chris Mahman.
And we are the Basketball Addicts.
Peace.
Out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.